idea of Second Street Diet proposed to council. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. At last night's Gillette City Council work session, the idea of trimming Second Street from 4 lanes to 3 lanes, from Brooks Avenue to 4J Road, was pitched to the council. Development Services Director Dustin Hamilton said the process is referred to as a road diet and has been brought forward based on concerns from some Gillette Avenue merchants who feel the Second Street corridor is long overdue for an overhaul to improve public safety and reduce traffic speeds.
We've been working with YDOT to concept a road diet, which basically means looking at converting Second Street, basically in the vicinity from 4J Road to just east of Highway 59, to a 3-lane road section to improve traffic efficiency, safety, and with an ultimate goal of reducing speeds in the Gillette Avenue area.
Hamilton said the tapering of 4 lanes down to 3 lanes would begin east of Highway 59 and become 3 lanes at Brooks Avenue. That area is where the idea caused the most concern for Councilman Robin Coons, who saw the possibility of traffic backing up due to railroad activity at Brooks Avenue causing a major concern. Hamilton said the idea is just in the proposal stage, and testing of the possible road diet would take place.
Definitely a test section would need to be done for multiple weeks, potentially even up to over a month or so, to test the section and see how it operates in Gillette, make sure all the signalized intersections work appropriately and efficiently, and a final decision wouldn't be made for a permanent conversion until that test was complete and showed favorable results.
The testing would be subject to a funding request to the Wyoming Department of Transportation,
which we hope to pursue here in the next several weeks and hopefully have an answer back yet in this summer. So earliest we'd probably be looking at would be sometime this summer.
Yep. Any important things to point out, misconceptions, frequently asked questions, cons, anything?
Certainly one of the misconceptions with losing a lane is that it would be less efficient, not carry as much traffic. However, a lot of the turning movements are improved and do provide efficiencies, and basically the road section can carry a significant amount of traffic in the 3-lane configuration as well.
With your Basin Radio News, I'm Paul Wallum.